Welcome to the Niches You. My name is Matt Gottesman at Matt Gottesman on Instagram, and this is my daily podcast where I create short, quick hitting episodes to help you uncomplicate life, creativity, and the pursuit of your highest self. There's only main character energy here. Now let's get into it. Welcome to episode 265, In the Pursuit of Your Life. Ask yourself, are you always ready for a complete change? In the pursuit of your life, ask yourself, are you always ready for a complete change? I'm going to just another episode doing back to back with the Almanac of Naval Ravikant. And this came from a chapter called Choosing to Build Yourself. And I want to read this and go through it with all of you. And again, if you're looking for the book, it's in the show notes in the recommended reading list. The Almanac of Naval Ravikant, A Guide to Wealth and Happiness, brought to us by Eric Jorgensen, and the foreword is by Tim Ferriss. And I thought this was an applicable chapter because are you always ready for a complete change? Change is inevitable. And if we were being very honest with each other, you know, for a lot of people, it can be very scary. We've talked about change. We've talked about uncertainty. We've talked about, you know, well, if I take this risk, what will happen, you know, and or if I go away from this job and I do this instead, what will happen, or whatever, any number of circumstances. It's scary for a lot of people. And I, you know, it's not that it's ever really been scary for me, because I've done it much of my life, but it still doesn't always feel good at first. Until you realize that, like, life is change, and uncertainty is actually often your best friend, teaching you how to trust yourself, right? And change is inevitable. It is always happening, even in your same circumstances. It's always happening, right? And so let's go through this chapter, and we'll take it from there. But he says the greatest superpower is the ability to change yourself, right? And to start with that, it's that. Every day I'm constantly in a state of change, whether I realize it or not, because I'm constantly working on one of the areas of my life, and I'm constantly learning something new, and I'm constantly integrating that newness and seeing where it goes. And then it becomes a matter of patience, because we often get attached to things like results and outcomes and say, oh, well, I made the change, and like, now, you know, shouldn't it be right away? And that's why I also talk to all of you about the compound effect of slow, that change may happen fast, but it's the things that you're integrating every single day of that change, that it's not until you maybe wake up a few years later. And he mentioned that in this chapter, that all of a sudden you actually see the full effects of that change. So it says, what's the biggest mistake you've made in your life, and how did you recover? He said, I've made a class of mistakes I would summarize the same way. The mistakes were obvious only in hindsight, though. One exercise, which is asking yourself, when you're 30, what advice would you give your 20-year-old self? And when you're 40, what advice would you give your 30-year-old self? Maybe if you're younger, you can do it every 5 years. Sit down and say, okay, 2007, what was I doing? How was I feeling? 2008, what was I doing? How was I feeling? 2009, what was I doing? How was I feeling? He says, life is going to play out the way it's going to play out. There will be some good and some bad. Most of it is actually just up to your interpretation. You're born, you have a set of sensory experiences, and then you die. How you choose to interpret those experiences is up to you, and different people interpret them in different ways. Really, I wish I had done all the same things, but with less emotion and less anger. The most celebrated example would be when I was younger, I started a company. This company did well, but I didn't do well, so I sued some of the people involved. It was a good outcome for me in the end, and everything worked out okay, but there was a lot of angst and a lot of anger. Today, I wouldn't have the angst and the anger. I would have just walked up to the people and said, look, this is what happened. This is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to do it. This is what's fair. This is what's not. I would have realized the anger and emotions are a huge, completely unnecessary consequence. Now I'm trying to learn from that and do the same things I think are the right things to do, but without anger and with a very long-term point of view. If you take a very long-term point of view and take the emotion out of it, I wouldn't consider those things mistakes anymore. So to pause right there, I love that he's acknowledging that, like, when we're younger, or when we're just operating, I mean, I guess it could happen at any age, but when we're operating from maybe less experience, it's easy to allow any of the emotions to overcome during very new situations, very uncomfortable situations, very difficult situations, right? And if emotions, and in his case, it was anger or angst, kicks in, you almost can kind of prolong, or you can almost take an outcome. You can either prolong it, or you can, it's like almost like instead of taking this path that says, hey, to go from point A to point B on the mountain, just take this straight path, you can almost do this whole crooked, sidewinded, obstacle driven, extra rocks, extra, you know, dirt, extra everything, right? Hills, to get to the same outcome. And when we take a moment for ourselves, you know, to say, am I always ready for a complete change? Meaning like, can I take a moment for myself to be like, wait, what do I need to do in this particular situation? Like, what, you know, how am I feeling? Not feeling, if you're not feeling good in that particular situation, okay, like, what is the best possible ways to act in this situation? You know, because I have to obviously deal with this, or this has to like come about. So what are my options? And then he brings up habits. Again, habits are everything. Everything we are. We are trained in habits from when we are children, including potty training, when to cry and when to not, how to smile and when to not. These things become habits, behaviors we learn and integrate into ourselves. When we're older, we're a collection of thousands of habits constantly running subconsciously. We have a little bit of extra brain power in our neocortex for solving new problems. You become your habits. This came to light for me when my trainer gave me a routine to do every single day. I had never worked out every single day before. It's a light workout. It's not tough on your body, but I did this workout every single day. I realized the incredible, astonishing transformation it had on me both physically and mentally. To have peace of mind, you have to have peace of body first. What I love about this example right here, and he talks a little bit more about it, is that's probably been one of the biggest things that I've noticed with change always happening, but you maybe not necessarily knowing it until later on, is in my health journey. So in the beginning, you know, when you start to make changes with your health, at least this has been in my experience, you know, I would change out the foods and slowly but surely getting rid of anything that wasn't good for my body, any bad ingredients, all these different things. And yes, you definitely notice an initial change, but it's not, I didn't notice the initial change with my body per se, but internally I did. And so, and that's something, change was always happening, right? But I didn't necessarily notice anything different with my body. Maybe in the first 6 months, I definitely started to. And some people in the first few weeks to month, they do, right? But in the first 6 months, I started to. And then when I started incorporating more weight training, you know, again, like I knew I was getting stronger internally and externally. But for that first year, I don't feel like I looked that much different. I mean, in some cases I did, but like it wasn't anything drastic. Year two, it started to show more. Year three, it started to really show. And even then, far from probably where it's going to go, because I love incorporating a healthy lifestyle. But I love that he brings this up, because the workouts weren't anything crazy. The training wasn't anything crazy. But that constant implementation, integration, that constant change happening in you know, the 1% in real time, you do wake up to a whole different human later on, like with your body. You really do. And he said, this taught me the power of habits. I started realizing it's all about habits. At any given time, I'm either trying to pick up a good habit or discard a previous bad habit. It all takes time. If someone says, I want to be fit, I want to be healthy right now, I'm out of shape and I'm fat, well, nothing sustainable is going to work for you in 3 months. It's going to be at least a 10-year journey. Every 6 months, depending on how fast you can do it, you're going to break bad habits and pick up good ones. And I love that part too about, are you always ready for a complete change? Because, and he talks about this 10-year journey, and it's true. It's like, for me, at least, it's been very true where I get to a certain place and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, okay, what else can I do within my food? Like, you realize mastery is in it pretty much everything. That's what I think makes constant change. Because as you work on anything, everything, you're constantly seeking new information over time that can assist some new area you just found out. Like, you know, when I started learning more about gut health, and I started learning more about, you know, what does it do for my brain and my creativity? What does it do for my skin? You know, and like clearing, like, you know, the areas of my skin started like healing even faster. But that was over several years, because I would find, oh, you know, like I would do, let's say, testing on the body to find out, are there any allergies? Well, I might not have done that previously, you know, or are there things that I shouldn't be eating that have certain type of ingredients that overreact to me? Right. And the reason why I keep using the health journey, because this can be applied to money and finances and business and your art, and everything just takes time, but change is always happening. But are you always ready for a complete change? Because it is very much a mindset. You have to be willing to do the work today, patient to see the results tomorrow, and, you know, and at the same time, trust that there's change always happening. And then he says, one of the things Krishnamurti talks about is being an internal state of revolution. I love that. You should always be internally ready for a complete change. And that's where we get today's title. Whenever we say we're going to try to do something or try to form a habit, we're wimping out. We're just saying to ourselves, I'm going to buy myself some more time. The reality is, when our emotions want us to do something, we just do it. If you want to go approach a pretty girl, if you want to have a drink, if you really desire something, you just go do it. When you say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to be that, you're really putting it off. You're giving yourself an out. At least if you're self-aware, you can think, I say I want to do this, but I don't really, because if I really wanted to do it, I would just do it. Commit externally to enough people. For example, if you want to quit smoking, all you have to do is go to everybody you know and say, I quit smoking. I did it. I give you my word. But by the way, this is Naval, but I like in that one chapter, that one of that one book that I'm trying to remember which one it was that I read to you guys. I think it was Atomic Habits, actually, James Clear, where I actually, if you can quit smoking, and then actually instead of telling people you quit smoking, you can say, I'm a non-smoker. I think that's the next level of owning your complete change. So I wanted to kind of put that little side in there, because you can own a complete change. You can own, you know, you can make a decision, and then you are that, versus saying, I'm trying to do this. You could say, I'm that. And I think because the power of your words are so strong. And then he says, that's all you need to do. Go ahead. Right. But most of us say we're not quite ready. We know we don't want to commit ourselves externally. It's important to be honest with yourself and say, okay, I'm not ready to give this up yet. I like it too much. It is going to be too hard for me to give up. Say instead, I'll set a more reasonable goal for myself. I'll cut down the following amount. I can commit to that externally. I'm going to work on that for 3 to 6 months. Turning the page. When I get there, I'll take the next step, as opposed to beating myself up. When you really want to change, you just change. But most of us don't really want to change. We don't want to go through the pain just yet. At least recognize it, be aware of it, and give yourself a smaller change you can actually carry out. And I like that part, because I find some, and we've talked about this before as well, some of the best change, if you will, and probably the most effective, is small change. So when I say, are you always ready for a complete change? You can be always ready when you're constantly doing the small change every single day. Because that means you are always ready. And it doesn't have to be overwhelming and a large change and too much and the end vision. And I think that that's where a lot of people get caught up, like, how will I ever get there? And often, you know, you hear people say, oh, we'll just start today. And they're right. But I think if you go a little bit deeper, it's sort of like saying, hey, if you start today and you're just doing the 1%, pay attention to how you're feeling every day from the consistency of doing it. And that's why they say it's rewarding. The process is rewarding. More so than the end results, because you do become a different person simply from inputting and integrating one little thing at a time. It just becomes you. And it's interesting. Like, again, I go back to the nutrition and the food, and I look up at myself now and how clean I eat and how it makes me feel and how much I notice the change in my body over time. And how much over the last 4 or 5 years I feel my like my gut have cleaning out and like filtering different, you know, blood and food and and everything, right? But it wasn't overnight at all. And I know some people can speed it up aesthetically, and everybody's results are at different times, but I definitely noticed the difference from the little changes every single day. And then he says, impatience with actions, patience with results. Be impatient with doing something right away. Just go do it. But be very patient with the results, what it takes for long term. Since anything you have to do, just get it done. Why wait? You're not getting any younger. Your life is slipping away. You don't want to spend it waiting in line. You don't want to spend it traveling back and forth. You don't want to spend it doing things you know ultimately aren't part of your mission. That part. When you do them, you want to do them as quickly as you can while doing them well with your full attention. But then you just have to be patient with the results because you're dealing with complex systems and many people. That's the other thing too. A lot of this is that we're also dealing with an external world, and people may not understand why you're on your mission and why you're wanting to make change or why you want to do something different. And so first you're battling your own mind, right? And then you're battling sometimes the inputs of the external world. And it's, and I'm only telling you that because it's completely normal. It happens. And you're not alone. There's actually quite a few of us out there that are doing the work. And I want this to be a reminder that you're not alone. And just keep in mind that when the external world doesn't understand your consistent change, it's often because maybe there's some certain area of their life that they're not necessarily looking at, or maybe they don't even need to. Maybe that part of their life is fine. We have to be very careful about external inputs because they're an outside perspective that's not part of our inside knowing or our mission, right? And he says, it takes a long time for markets to adopt products. It takes time for people to get comfortable working with each other. It takes time for great products to emerge as you polish away. Impatience with actions, patience with results. As Nivi said, inspiration is perishable. When you have inspiration, act on it right then and there. So, and I love that last quote because it's very, very true. It's like, when you have the inkling, when you have the knowing, just do it. It'll take the less time it takes you for you to at least just try something, you know, the faster you will start to at least feel some kind of effect from the change. So in the pursuit of your life, ask yourself, are you always ready for a complete change? And remember that if you're actually integrating some type of change every single day, not only are you always ready for a complete change, it's happening whether you know it or not. It's compounding. So I love you guys. I appreciate you tuning in. Thank you. As always, please check the show notes for any applicable links, the Right Design and Build Masterclass, the Clarity Workshop, the Goal Setting Workshop. Those last two are free and very useful tools. Recommended reading list you will find in the show notes. There's the Almanac of Naval in there. And then, of course, as always, please check out the apparel. That's been launched the last 2.5 weeks. Love all of you guys sending photos. I keep telling everybody that does purchase something, please send me the photo once you do get it. And as always, thank you. Please leave a 5-star written review on Apple, 5-star rating on Spotify. I appreciate you guys always tuning in. It means more than you know. We are growing. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you. Until next episode, I'm out. All right, that's it. We'll stop there for right now. I hope you found this helpful and applicable in some way. I want you to remember, you do not need to fit in, and you certainly do not need to fit into some category or title nor be put into some box. The niche is you. It always has been. Please share this with a friend and be sure to leave a rating and review. Your feedback means everything to me. And also, thank you for listening and supporting me. If you're new and you want to receive these the moment they come out, please text me 480-530-7352. Text me podcast. I promise to only send you the good stuff. Thank you. And until next time, I'm out.